Okay, Perek Yud Aleph. We're in Mishnah Gimel. The next two Mishnayos, the Mishnah is going to take some cases of kids who get mixed up in the hospital. Mishnah Gimel says, Chamesh Nashim Shinis Arvu Vlado Sehem. So we have five women, and all of their sons, they each have a son, so five sons, and they all get mixed up. So we don't know which son belongs to which women. Now, all of these five women also have other sons who they know are their sons. But these five in particular are all mixed up. Higdilu atarovis, venasu nashim, umesu. Now, these five boys who are part of this mixture, part of this unknown group, all grow up, get married, and die. And we have a yibum situation with all five. What do we do? Says the Mishnah. Dalid cholzin la'achas ve'echad miyabim osa. The first step is that the five living brothers, again, one living brother for each woman, and they know who their mom is and which their family is. So those five guys, four of them, let's go woman by woman. The first woman up in Yibum, there are five women up in Yibum from these five boys who were all mixed up. So the first woman up, she's going to get four chalitzas from four of the Vadai known sons. And then the fifth son can be Miyabim her. The reason is because by the time you get to the fifth son, so Memanashach, either that was actually his brother's wife, and therefore it's a real Yibum, or it was somebody else's brother's wife, and now after she's gotten Chalitza, she's mutter to go get married. But you can't reverse the order and do the Yibum first, because maybe it wasn't his Yavama, and therefore it was somebody else's Yavama, and a Yavama, before she gets Chalitza, is asur to go and marry anybody she wants. So therefore, she gets four Chalitzas first, and then the fifth guy can do Yibum. Continues the Mishnah, Hu v'gimel cholzim la'acheres v'echad mi'abim. Now go to the second woman. That guy who did Yibum, so he does a Chalitza, and three other guys do Chalitza, so she gets four Chalitzas. And then the fifth guy can do Yibum under the same principles. If it was his Yavama, great. If it wasn't his Yavama, so she's now a Chalutza, she's mutter to go marry whoever she wants, so he can marry her. Nimtzu, says the Mishnah, Nimtzu arba'a Chalitzos v'Yibum l'kol achas v'achas. So it turns out that you're going to get four Chalitzas and one Yibum to each woman. The Bartonora points out over here that we could have solved this differently. We could have said, let's take four of the men and have four of the men give Chalitza to every woman there. And then the fifth man could go and marry all the women. And that would work also. And he would get one of the women would be his Yavama. And the other four would be women who had already received the Chalitza and therefore could go and marry whoever they want. But the Bartonora points out over here that we would prefer the model that is suggested in this Mishnah, because then statistically we get a chance to do Yibum, to do Mitzvah Yibum with each one. Which is interesting because the other way of doing it, where one guy marries them all, so for sure you're going to get a Mitzvah Yibum with one of them. Over here, with this way, it's not guaranteed, but there is the upside that you'll get, you could sweep and get all five Yibums, but that's the advice of this Mishnah. Mishnah Dal. Aisha shenis arev vlada bevlad kalasa. Now we have a case where a woman and her daughter-in-law both give birth to a boy. So we have two boys over here, one from the woman and one from her daughter-in-law. And the children get mixed up and we don't know whose is whose. And again, both of these women have sons, which we are not confused about. So the woman has a son, the daughter-in-law has a son. Now they give birth a second time, and these boys are mixed up. And we don't know whose is whose. Higdilu hatarovas, venasu nashim umesu. And again, these two boys grow up, the two boys who we don't know which belongs to which woman, grow up, they get married, and then they die. Now we have a Yibum situation. So what do the other sons do? And again, the other sons know whose son they are. One knows he's the son of the Isha, of the woman, and one knows he's the son of the daughter-in-law. Says the Mishnah, Bnei HaKala Choltzin V'lo Miyabmin, Shehu Safek Eshes Achiv, Safek Eshes Achi Aviv. Achi Aviv. So the sons of the daughter-in-law, that guy is going to have to do a chalitza and he can't do yibum because he has a safek. He's not sure whether this woman is an eshes achiv and therefore she fell out to him in yibum and he could do yibum and he has to do yibum or chalitza. He's also though not sure maybe she's eshes achi aviv. She is the wife of his father's brother. And therefore, he wouldn't be able to do anything because she would be an Erevan. She'd be Pater, so there would be no Chalitza, no Yibum, and she'd be Aser to him. Therefore, Misafek, we do Chalitza, and he's not allowed to do Yibum. What about the other children? Ubnei Haskena, the children of the woman who we're calling the grandmother here. So the din over there is Ubnei Haskena, or Choltzin, or Miyamin. They can do either Chalitza or Yibum. Shu safek eshes achiv ve'eshes ben achiv. There's a safek whether she's eshes achiv. In that case, there would be a good yibum situation. Or she's the wife of the son of his brother. And in that case, she's mutter. So mamanavshach, they can go ahead, either way you look at it, and do yibum. Either he did a mitzvah of yibum, or he got himself a new wife, but there's no iser there. Continues the Mishnah to discuss the inverse case. Mesu haksherim. Now what the Mishnah is calling these guys ksherim, the ones who know for sure who their mother is, meaning one is the son of the grandmother and one is the son of the daughter-in-law. So now they're the ones who die. So now what do the mixed up sons, the ones who don't know who their mother is and therefore who their father is, what do they do? So says the Mishnah, Bnei HaTarovis, Livnei HaZikena, Choltzin V'lo Miyabmin, Shehu Safek Eshes Achiv, Ve'eshes Achi Aviv. So the guys who are, we don't know who they are, what their family is. So for the son of the grandmother, they have to do Chalitza and they can't do Yibum. Because there we have a Safek, whether that woman is an Eshes Achiv, and therefore, there would be a good Yibum, and he has to do or Yibum or Chalitza. Or maybe she's Eshes Achi Aviv, that she's the wife of the brother of his father, of his uncle, and therefore, she is Aser to him. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's just an Iser. So therefore, you do Chalitza, and not Yibum. Ubnei HaKala, Echad Cholitz, Echad Miabe. Vis-a-vis the woman who is wife of this of the one son we know is the son of the daughter-in-law. So one, we have these two guys who are mixed up and they don't know which one is which. One should do chalitza for her and one should do yibum. The reason is because over there we know that the safek is only a safek whether she's eshes achiv, which of course is good because that's a yibum situation, so for sure they can do yibum over there. Or Eshes ben Achiv, and over there by Eshes ben Achiv, the wife of the son of his brother, so there is no Isser. But still, we're going to need Chalitza first, and then Yibum. Because if the guy did Yibum first, it could be that she was not his Yavama. And even though she's mutter to him, there's no Erva, but still, she is a woman who's Zekuka, who is a Shomeris Yavam, she's waiting for Yibum, she's Aser to go marry whoever she wants, except the Yavam. So here, first one will do Chalitza, and then the second one does Yibum, and then you have a good Maman of Shach. Then it doesn't matter how it comes out, either he did a good Yibum, or this woman was not his Yavama, and therefore she's Mutter to marry whoever she wants, because she already got her Chalitza. That's the end of Mishnah Daleth.